Okay, we are up to Daniel Perek Yud Aleph. Daniel Perek Yud Aleph is a very difficult perek to know what it's referring to. It's the hemshich of the words of Gabriel, right? There's no reason that there should be a new perek here, as is pointed out, but the obviously the people who made the prakim were not under that impression. But we're still talking about Daniel being upset that the Beis HaMikdash Binyan had been stopped, and he is now hearing from Gabriel some of the explanation of the nevuah. So the beginning of the parak clearly is talking about referring back to the nevuahs that we saw already. Yavan taking over and Yavan being split when Alexander the Great dies. But then the chunk of of this long parak from pasuk vav till about pasuk lamed tes mem, it's very unclear. The Malbim, the Abarbanel, the Rishonim beforehand all have different versions of what is being referred to. Is it referring to all the different kingdoms of the Malchias of the Greeks? Is it referring to various Roman emperors? Is it referring to Egyptian? There are kings of the north and kings of the south. It's just very unclear exactly what it is referring to. There's inner fighting. There's assassination. There are wars. That's what it's referred to in the psukim, but we just don't know who it's referring to. So we're just going to pick and choose a couple of the psukim in the parak that we learn messages from, even if we're not 100% sure what it's referring to, and we'll give some of the suggestions what it's referring to. All the way at the end of the parak, we have a couple of lines referring to the Gula Ha'asida, and as the Ibn Ezra says, if we're not sure exactly what the psukim mean about things that happened already, we're surely not going to be clear about what the psukim mean referring to the future Gula. But either way, this is what the parak is referring to. The Mishmar Zozov just notes, once we talk about various nevuos, it could be that they, in the days when it happened, they knew exactly what the parak was referring to, which is we don't know exactly what the parak's referring to. But there is a great toeles of writing what's going to happen, both for those living at the time that it happens and for those living in the past. So for those who are living through it and they see the words of the Navi coming true, those who lived in the times of the Yavanim, let's say, so then they take comfort that everything is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Hakol galui v'yadu al habori olam sofeu ma'abid atzov kol adoros. Ubeli safek, it's a chizuk atzum to think about all these things that are happening. It was already forecast. But also l'doros, if we see so many nevuos already have taken place, like Rabbi Akiva at the end of Maseches Makos, we know that the other nevuos are going to take place as well. Okay, so let's start off, and then we'll pick and choose various inyanim and psukim throughout this long parak. Va'ani b'shnas achas lo dayavish amada, in the first year of dayavish, amdi l'machzik l'ma'ozlo, I stood up to, again, this is still Gavriel talking, when he's explaining to Daniel, I'm trying to save B'nai Yisrael from paras u'madai, that they shouldn't subjugate them too strongly. V'ato emes agid lach, I will tell you the truth. There are another three kings that will stand up for Persia. Who are the three kings? Rashi says Koresh, Achashverosh, and Dayavesh. Three kings, Omdim Laparas, Vaharavi, Ya'ashir, Osher Gadol, Mikol. And the fourth will be the greatest. Osher Gadol Mikol, Ukechez Kaso, Ba'ashro, Yirakol as Malchus Yavan. And through his awakening and so much Koach and Osher, he will awaken Malchus Yavan, and now Malchus Yavan is going to be onto him. The Omer, that will be the last king of Persia. Some say that means it's referring to Achashverosh, the Osher Gadol, or the Osher that's referring to that's referred to in the Megillah. The Aman Melech Gibor, and a Melech Gibor will arise. Most say that's referring to Alexander the Great. Umashal Memshal Rav, Va'asel Kirtzanu, he'll do whatever he wants. So that's a great pasuk about Alexander the Great. Some say maybe this pasuk was shown to Alexander when Shimon HaTzadik met him. Remember the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Samach Tes, where it talks about how the Kusim tried to get B'nai Yisrael in trouble. They told Alexander the Great that the Jews are rebelling against him. He goes with his army towards Yerushalayim. Shimon HaTzadik goes out with his Kohanim, and they go meet each other. And when Alexander the Great sees Shimon HaTzadik, he comes off his horse and he bows down, and they have a whole conversation. Maybe part of that conversation was this pasuk that Shimon HaTzadik says, you know, one of our great prophets, Daniel, you know, already said in the past, there's going to be a great leader from Yavan. Amad Melech Gibor, Mashal Mem Shalrav, Vasa Kirtzono. He Lachora didn't say the next pasuk though. Uka amdo, when he was at the height of his malchus, tishaver malchus, so his malchus will be broken. He died young at the age of 33, maybe from a sickness, from a fever. Maybe they poisoned him. V'seichatz la'arbos ruchas bashamayim, and his malchus was split up into the four directions. As you mentioned before, the Greek malchus is split up. Talmai and the other kings. V'lo la'achriso, and it wouldn't be after him. Meaning his family won't be following in his footsteps. They say he had one child that was born after he died. His wife was pregnant when he died, but he was eventually killed. And the Malchus of Greek at that time won't be as it was, because his Malchus will be taken away from him, and to others. And now starting from Pasuk Hey, again, here comes the Pukim that we're really not sure. Vayechazak melech ha-negev min sarav. And the southern king, is this referring to Egypt? Is it referring to one of the Yavanim? But either way, the Malbim, the Abarbanel assume that almost all of these psukim are referring to the Greeks. The Rav Saad Yagon and Emunas Tadeos has his understanding, but it goes through different wars and goings up and goings down of various Malchios. Let's skip a couple of psukim. Says the Pasuk, let's go to Pasuk Tezayin. Many say the following is referring to Rome. The Yas Haboy Lo Kirtzono, he'll do whatever he wants. This is referring to Actually, not Rome yet. It's still referring to the Greeks. He will do. Who is the he? Who is the ultimate king that's referred to that caused the most trouble for the Jews? Antiochus. He will do whatever he wants. He'll make zeros against us. Ve'eino medlefanav. There won't be anyone who will stand to him. Ve'amod be'eretz ha'tzvi. And I'll even get into the Beis HaMikdash, into Eretz Yisrael, v'kala biyado. What is Eretz HaTzvi? The land of the deer. Eretz Yisrael is usually called the land of the deer. Some say the Medrash, that just like a deer skin stretches, so to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Saad Yagon here says, Tzvi is from the word tzivayon ratzon, desire. It's the land that Hashem desires. Be'eretz Yisrael makom ratzon tzivyon habore. It's the land that Hashem desires. That's how Rav Saad Yagon translates Eretz Tzvi. If you look at Rav Nevenzal's Sefer on Brachos, he quotes that, interesting, that all the other lands in Navi are called just the land. Mitzrayim, Bavel, Edom is not called, usually Eretz Bavel, Eretz Edom. It's just Bavel Edom. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Yisrael, because it's the Eretz. Maybe Eretz is from the word connected to the word Ratzon, because it's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu always to be there. And he quotes from the Gra's letter, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he sends back to his family, Chemdas Kol Yisrael, Shekol Elyonim V'Tachtonim Chukasam Eleha, the ones above and below have a desire to be in the land of Eretz Yisrael, meaning not only the people, but even the Malachim. But again, that's Eretz Tzvi. It's the land that is desirous. The land that is desirous. Eretz Chemda. We've heard in the past of Salvechik's thought in the venture. An Eretz Chemda, Tovar Chava. There's a magnetic pull to the land that is inborn in every Jew. And the psukim continue. V'yasein panav lavo betokef kol malchuso. If assuming it's still called, talking about Antiochus, he comes and goes into the Beis Hamikdash. V'yishar mimo v'aso ubas hanashim yitin lo lashchisi. He tries to destroy the Jews. Right, bas hanashim. Rashi says it refers to Knesset Yisrael. He tries to get them to assimilate. V'lo samo lo lo tiyeh. But it's not going to be ultimately successful, because ultimately he will come and he will get destroyed. Pasuk Yudches, v'hishbis katzin cherpaso lo bilti cherpaso yashiv lo. Because of his cherpa, because of his blaspheming, he will get his fill. V'yashiv panav lema'usei arzo, he'll turn his face to the ones, the strong of the land. V'nichshav enafav lo yimatzei, and he will fall and he won't be found, something he won't be found to be buried. V'amar al kano ma'avir noges heder malchus, and they will stand on its position. A heder malchus. What does that refer to? Rashi says this is referring to the Hanukkah story, right? This is Matisyo and his children. They will stand up to him, and they will break Antiochus's rule. What does it mean? Heder, the glory of malchus. So some are medayik. Maybe it's like the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, who talks about how the Chashmonoim were amazing and wonderful, but then they were chote chet gadol. Why? Because the pasuk says in Vayechi, lo yasa shevim Yehuda, malchus cannot leave Sheva Yehuda Malchus Beis David, and the Hashmonaim were Kohanim. They should have won the war, got the battle back, defeated, pushed the Yavanim out, and then given it over and found Kohanim and found Malachim to be able to be the king. But they didn't do that, and therefore they were punished. Says the Ramban, V'kasher harichu Yisrael ha'amlech aleihem mishar shvatim melech achar melech v'lo ha'yechozim ha'malchus Yehuda, as they didn't go back, overal tzavas hazakin v'nanchu behem, they violated the tzava of Yaakov, and they were punished. This was their punishment. They were amazing pious. Without them, we give them credit. They saved Torah. And even so, they were punished. The dynasty did not end. Did not take long to end. It was basically self-imploded, right? People, the infighting, and that's referred to here, maybe head there. It wasn't real Malchus. It was a glory of Malchus. And then it was broken, not even in war. It basically fell apart, like the Ramban says, because of the violation, according to that Ramban. V'amad al-kano nivze. And then what is this referring to? Another leader, V'amad al-kano. Maybe this is another, maybe this is talking about Rome, right? That's the Rashi. Rashi is talking about Rome. Some say he's talking about Muhammad. Maybe this is referring to the Islam that is coming on the rise. He didn't have a specific position. He was able to become the Melech using some trickery. And the Pesukim continue now how he tried to overcome and overthrow even the Jews. Vagam Negid Bris. Those who were held the covenant, maybe that's a reference to all the trouble that Islam has caused to the Jewish people throughout the years. Let's continue now, going to a little bit later. Pasik Lamid. Uvo botsiim kitim minicha, certain other type of people of kitim came and were weakened. Vishav v'zal malbris kodesh, they went against the Jews v'asa, and they were successful. Vishav v'yavein al ozvei bris kodesh. They, yavein, they understood, bina, about those who left the Torah. What is this referring to? It's an amazing Rashi. Rashi says here, v'yitein lev v'yisbonein, she'azvu Yisrael bris, our enemies, whoever this is referring to, saw that we left the Torah, we left the covenant, ozvu Yisrael bris kodesh, v'karav, Sinas Torah of Sinas Chinam, Umachlokes of Vayesheni, Kamoshakasa Besefer Yosifon, Vishmachu Damnaki, Vialzos Yiftach, Vyedashi Yatzliach, Vyafaris Briso, Me Amam Vyiskarebab. They knew that if we don't keep the Torah, if we're violating Sinas Chinam and all the sins, then God's not going to protect us. Rashi says, they know that. They know that. The Goyim deep down know that only if we keep the Torah are we going to be successful, and if not, not. And this is, the Mishpat Zozov says, this is a Nekuda Nifla. What is our secret? As long as we have Schus Torah and Mitzvos. And that's what Haman says, if you remember. Haman's conversation with Achashverosh. Haman says, let's kill the Jews. Achashverosh says, I'm worried. Right? He remembers the Baal Shasal story. Didn't happen so long ago. Haman says, Yeshno Am Echad. What does Gemara say? Yeshno, Yashno mena mitzvos. They're sleeping from the mitzvos. They're not doing the mitzvos. And that's what the umos always try to be gozer gzeir shman against us. Because deep down they know that if they're maver us on chukei Torah, so then that's where they have a chance to defeat us. So that's the what we learned from this pasuk. Uzroe mimena ya'amodu, and then arms will arise. The chilulu hamikdash. And now we get into already. The whether it's referring to Greek also, maybe it's referring to Rome, because talking about the defiling of the Beis HaMikdash. V'chilo HaMikdash HaMa'oz V'hesiru HaTamid, the carbon tamid stopped. V'nasnu HaShikutz Mishomim, and they put an idol into the Beis HaMikdash. This happened at various times in history. Some say it's referring to Hanukkah, some say Rome. In Avodah Zarah talks about, based on the Pasuk, Uvav HaPritzim Mechil Luha, we have that Pasuk in Yechezkel, that the Pritzim will come in and defile the Beis HaMikdash. So who defiled the Beis HaMikdash? Says Rashi, Nun Beis HaMibes in Avodah Zarah. Mikima Shenechus Ovdei Kachavim Lahechal, once the Ovdei Kachavim went into the Beis HaMikdash, Yatsu Kelav Lechulin, the second that they went in, everything lost its Kedusha. Vekima Denafki Lechulin, Kaninu Beth Kera. And once everything became Chulin, then they were koned it behefker, v'havli kudidhu, and it becomes theirs. Ukishin ishtam shu b'enla, but it's gochavim nesru. Right? How could things become Nasar? How could it be Mechulal if it's not theirs? They're not the most of Rishon Shalom. No, right when they went into the Beis HaMikdash, so then everything lost Kedusha. If you look in the Balamor and the Ramban, fascinating machlokas are relating to this Rashi. The Balamor says, no way. The Balamor says it's talking about the Misyavnim, the Jews. The Jews themselves have the power to Aser, because it's theirs. V'nafkilu huchulin, says the Balamor, al yedei Yisrael, v'zachu ba'ovdei kachavim miyad Yisrael, v'chsiv ubo ba'pritzim, v'chiluluha. Right, so it's nafki yedei pritze Yisrael. That's what happened. The Balamor says, and that's the Balamor. Against the Melchamas. The Melchamas here says, the Melchamas Hashem says, no way, no. Vade de ovdi kochavim yasu lechulin. Dekrab ovdi kochavim ksiv. Shrei Navi misnabe ala mikta, sheyecha rev. The Navi is prophesizing the basic English will be destroyed. Va'amar sheyitze lechulin al yadam. V'gzeres hakasav. Hayahakol. Even though it's a rule breaker, it's gzeres hakasav at this time. Ava bi she'in mi'ila bekarkos. V'yava bi she'ina b'nei mi'ila. V'anad dechsiv. Nami unesativ biyad azarim lavaz l'rishi aris l'shalal v'chilu v'kelim d'achaz lo yatsa l'chulin d'lo b'yisrael k'siv k'ra v'chulus. Therefore, the Rabban says no, like the Goyim. It sounds like that's similar to what Rashi says, but that's this pasuk of chilu amikdash. They were mechalel the Beis Hamikdash. Again, that's referring to when they, you know, the Romans l'chara. Remember the story in in Gittin and Daf Nunvav, when Titus stabbed the paroches, Nunvav Mabez, the pasuk says, Ma'asa tafa zona biyad rachman al-san, he brought a zona into the Kodesh Kadashim, v'yitziya sefer Torah, v'avra l'halveira, v'natal sayif, v'gidras ha-paroches. He stabbed the paroches, v'nase neis v'yadam, v'vatzbeitz v'yotzei. A neis came and blood started spewing out of the paroches. U'kesavar haragas hasbe, he thought, oh, he killed Hashem. Tosfus. As if Hashem was bleeding. Kasha lefnei hamakom, Tosfos says. What do you mean, nace? A nace is usually something that's positive. What was so positive about this? If you look in the Ben Yehoyada there, on that Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Nun Vav, he says, usually when Bnei Yisrael do something wrong, there's two defenses, right? We should be destroyed. But there are two defenses that can help us. Number one, if the Goyim are going to take all the credit. They're going to take all the credit and not give it to Hashem. So that's one way that the Midas HaRachem can say, well, you don't want them to give them the credit. And number two is if they're not just taking the credit of the victory, but if they blaspheme. If they blaspheme against Hashem throughout the Sefer and throughout all the Nevi'im Achronim, whenever there's a blasphemy from Nebuchadnezzar, from Sancheriv, whoever it is, that's the end, that's it. So this blood shooting out made Titus blaspheme against Hashem. The Oso Rasha, Avavishoy Macharif Magadif Bilvavo, Loya Motzi Mipiv Chirifagiduf Klapi Mala, Kiyari Latzmo, Amnam Acharshanasa Dover Shay Damavatvitz Vyotse, Oz Nisgae, Verucho Hotzik Seal, Vagila Raslavavo Bachutz, Begaluisha, Pasachiv Lachar Vagadif, Memela, that's good for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, even though we deserve to be destroyed, but that's what saved us, so to speak, and that was the nace. That's what happens by when the chilulu hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash was mechulal, and the mishukatz was put inside. Okay, the psukim continue. Umaskile am pasuk lamed gimel yavinu l'rabim. The maskile am, those that are smart, try to give understanding to the rabbim. Some say this was referring to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? During he was trying to be marbe bina to the rabbim. Some they didn't listen to him. They did listen to him. V'nichshelu b'cherev u'belahavo b'shviu b'biza yamim. And even the great ones fell in captivity. Ubihi kashlam yazru ezer ma'ad. They got some help so that they weren't totally destroyed. V'nilvo alam rabbim b'chalak lakos. Very unclear what that means. Does that mean even some of the maskile am were taken, assimilated, or not? Umenaskilim, but then we have the following pasuk. Umenaskilim yikashlu, and from even the smart ones, they stumble. Litzrof b'em levarer ululabein ad eis kates. They stumble in trying to interpreting and explaining until the end comes. Ki od lamoed, because it is not time yet. What is this pasuk referring to? Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Mishnah Torah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet. The Rambam just quotes this pasuk when he talks about false messiahs. Vim yamod melech mi beis David. Vahoge batorah v'osik b'mitzvos. K'davet aviv. If somebody stands up from Malchus beis David that learns a lot of Torah and is osik b'mitzvos. V'yakev kol Yisrael aleichba. U'lechazek badaka. And he gets B'nai Yisrael to keep the Torah. And be careful about halacha. V'yilachim milchamos Hashem. Harei ze b'cheskas shu mashiach. If you do all of these, cheskas mashiach. Im ata etzliach v'nitzach kol umas shesvivav. If he has all this, cheskas mashiach, and then he wins the wars, and he builds a beis hamikdash, and he's mekabis nitchei Yisrael, then he's mashiach v'adai. That's not just cheskas mashiach. V'im lo etzliach adko. If he's not successful in those battles, o neharag, or he's killed, biyadua she'enu zeh she'eftich alav Torah. You know he's not the man. V'harayu k'chol malchei beis David ha'shleimim ha'kshirim shemesu. He might be from Malchus beis David, but he's not the ultimate Mashiach. V'lo hamid ha'kadosh baruch hu elonasos ba'al rabim. And Hashem only let him get to this stage to test us. She'ne'emar, right here. U'mena maskilim yikashlu litzrof bohem u'lelav relab in Adai's case ki od mal moed. It's not time yet. It's not time yet for the Mashiach to come, and therefore this is all part of our test. Continuing the Psukim now, we'll get back to the Hemshach HaRambam. Va'asa kirtsono ha-melech, and he will do what he wants. Some say now this is referring to the beginnings of Christianity. V'yis romein v'yis gadel al kol el. He'll try to be above any god. Va'al el elim, and god of gods. Yidaver nifla'os, he will talk nifla'os. What is Niflo's wondrous things? The Abarbanel says, all the tenets of Christianity, all these unbelievable, you know, things that they make up, the Trinity and the Virgin Birth and all those, that's Yadaber Niflo's. Vitzliach ad kol azam, and he'll be matzliach until the anger subsides, which might take thousands of years. Kinechritza nesta, because he does what's strong. V'alalohe avos avol yavin. He doesn't focus on the God of his forefathers. What, assuming that it's Yeshu, who was born Jewish? Elhevos of lo yavid. He doesn't focus. Rashi says, "Lo yitin lev laKadosh Baruch Hu shehu Elokei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yisrael Avosav." He doesn't focus on that. V'al chemdas nashim. He doesn't focus on chemdas nashim. Says Rashi, maybe Bnei Yisrael doesn't care about. The Abarbanel says maybe it's the doctrine that all priests have to be celibate. Right? Can't focus on chemdas nashim. V'al kol elo alo yavin. And he doesn't focus on any god. He doesn't accept any god, right? This line could be the basis for the machlokas, whether Christianity is Avodah Zarah or not. Do they accept God as God? Big discussion. What about Shituf, Tosfos and Sanhedrin Salma Gimel, the Ramah and Arachayim, Kufnun Vav, whether Shituf is Asurv to a non-Jew, meaning the Trinity. If you believe in Hashem plus, machlokas we shown him, whether Christianity is Avodah Zarah, Ramah assumes yes, but part of it might have to do with this pasuk. Ki al kol yisgadal v'le'eloa ma'uzim al kanu yichabed v'eloa shalu yidu avosav, a god that his forefathers didn't know, yichabed bazova kesef, with gold and silver, v'asa mipsuri ma'uzim. He continues about talking about the gods, and then comes the Rambam. I wanted to quote one other pasuk from earlier. Before I get to the end, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention one other comment on Pasuk Yud Dalid, where the Rambam says, Uvene paritse amcha, the prutzim of your nation will try to go and be ma'amid achazon, to teach a vision, v'nechshalu, and they will fall. Rav Sadigon says this is referring to General Nevi'e Sheker. The Rambam says it's talking about Yeshu, says the Rambam. Av Yeshu hanotzri, shadim mashiyah mashiach, v'nerag bebezdin, k'far nisnab abo Daniel. Daniel already said what was going to happen. Shneemar, he quotes this Pasuk, Uvene paritse amcha, you know, is there any greater michshal, stumbling block like this? Did he cause any greater stumbling block in the world? All Nevi'im said the Mashiach is supposed to bring us closer to Hashem and be mekabitz nitchei Yisrael. Umechazik mitzvos. V'zeh garam la'abed Yisrael b'cherev. Ulefazer she'irisam. Ulehashpilam. Lo'ahach lebatoru lahatos rova olam. La'avod Eloah mibaladei Hashem. He did the exact opposite. But you know what? Ultimately, says the Rambam, it's all part of the divine plan. You can't figure out Hashem. And here's the great line. Everything about Christianity and Islam, the whole history of all of those religions, it's all part of it's all ultimately part of getting the whole world to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And now we have the last five psukim of the parak, which is about the future, which we don't know exactly what it's referring to. Ube'ez Kates, at the time of the Kates, Yisnagach Imo, there's going to be another war with the Negev and the Tzafon, maybe it's referring to Gog Umagog, and, you know, there's going to be battles, and people are going to come, and there won't be any help for those. Again, psukim that we're not exactly sure what they're referring to, but it's referring to the future, according to most. And this is the Hemshach of this, is the next parak, when we get to the last parak of Daniel, still talking about the vision of the future. Okay, we'll stop here.